serving needs pleases my spouse. Did you know that pleasing your mate is a command of Scripture? God has not put us here to satisfy our own wants and needs. But, you know, in this narcissistic America, we're being bombarded daily with advertising that entices us to satisfy ourselves. Amen? It says, spouse for his or her particular good, not for some backdoor, self-serving reason. You know, like, if I am nice to them, then they're going to be nice to me and I'll get what I want. That's not why we're nice to each other. And that is not, I believe, what God wants. As Christians, we do things simply for the well-being of others, not expecting anything in return. Each one, 1 Peter says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms. So serving needs pleases my spouse. Next, serving needs requires sensitivity. Too often we fall in the trap of confusing what pleases our mate with what pleases us. Have you ever done this? Now, come on, guys, be honest. You know, for us, for our birthday or Christmas, you know, a really cool power tool is a great gift, right? But if you've ever tried to buy your wife a vacuum cleaner for Christmas or a birthday, like I said, it requires sensitivity. Right, Anita? That's not a good idea. Matter of fact, a whirlpool bath goes a lot farther than a whirlpool washer. Another way to gather knowledge is through observing and listening. Observing and listening. Has your mate ever said, boy, I would really like that? Maybe it was just in passing. Maybe they didn't even make a big deal out of it, but as you think back, you hear them say, I would really like dot, dot, dot. Or, I wish sometime you would, whatever that is. If so, you see, that's the place to start. Make sure you write that down in your brain and file that in important memory there. Observe and listen to one another. Well, again, in his best-selling book, His Needs, Her Needs, Willard Harley says that men and women have basic needs that should be met by their spouse. Now, I have to admit, I wonder about some of these. Some of them might seem a little antiquated to me, but he stands by these five basic needs. And you know, maybe those areas are my growth areas. What do you think, Anita? But, maybe those areas are my growth areas, and I'm fully willing to accept that. Just don't ask Jamie. That's my wife, for those of you that don't know. But anyway, he studied thousands of couples and came up with a list for men and for women. So, first, men, you better get your pencil and paper out and write these down. We have the irresistible man. Any husband, Willard claims, can make himself irresistible to his wife by learning to meet five basic marital needs. Ron, you need to write this down now. He's going, whew, for once I'm glad she isn't here today, right? All right. She's probably listening on the radio and I just got you in trouble. All right. Number one, he meets her need for affection with plenty of hugs and kisses at every opportunity. Guys, I know, but this is true. Meets her need for affection with plenty of hugs and kisses. And this is one place where I fall down, I fully admit. You know, a steady flow of words, cards, flowers, gifts, common courtesies like opening the car door or, the door out here or something. I will say it one more time. Affection is the environment in which to grow a wonderful marriage. Number two, he meets her need for intimate conversation by talking with her at the feeling level. Again, we're talking about women here. So women, you need to know a lot of men have issues with talking at the feeling level. And so, you know, at least at first, give them a little grace there because they're trying, right? But, guys, do your best to talk with her at the feeling level. That means listen to her attitudes about the events of the day with sensitivity and interest and concern.